Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Vav. Today's shiur is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky in memory of his father, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael, Olav Shalom, who survived the Holocaust, jumping the trains to Treblinka and hiding in the woods, trying to save and actually saving many lives. Henry's father left a legacy of generations of Shomer Shabbos and many Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael and in the United States, and the Neshama should have an aliyah from the Zuchos of our learning. It's also sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Neumann, Zuchos for Shleimer, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, and for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, should both have Refuah Shleimer B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We left off in Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, a few lines from the bottom of the page, about Amar Abai Hashad Amid, about 8 lines from the bottom of the page, and the Gemara is going to discuss about Misas Beis Din being, we were talking about what's Docha what. So we're going to speak specifically about Misas Beis Din in relation to Avoda. Do we stop someone from Avoda in order to kill them, to execute them in Beis Din? And we're going to perhaps distinguish between two types of Avoda, a Karban Yachid versus a Karban Tzibur. And we're going to see where we can apply this, the Pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachan Lamos, which seems to tell us explicitly that Misas Beis Din is in fact Docha Avoda. Which of those types of Karbanos, or both of them, can we, or neither of them, can we apply that that pasuk? Then the Gemara is going to tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe, and perhaps Rav Ashi as well, being the only examples in Jewish history of Torah Ugedula B'Makom Echad, that the greatest person in Torah and the greatest person in terms of political power were the same person. And the Gemara is going to question, really, were those the only examples? And it's going to bring up a number of other figures that seem to also be Torah Ugedula B'Makom Echad, and we're going to reject each one by showing that many of the others that you would think of had a parallel or had someone who was even greater than them in one area or the other. The Gemara is going to then bring two different sources for the idea that we are maschil min atzad by dinei nefashos. So when it comes to dinei nefashos, we start the arguments from the tzad, not from the greatest of the dayanim, but from the smallest of the dayanim. And on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to discuss when is it that a Rebbe and a Talmud can count as two separate votes on a Sanhedrin, and when is it that a Rebbe and a Talmud only count as a single vote? Does it make a difference, Dinei Mamonos versus Dinei Nefashos? Is there any distinctions within Dinei Nefashos? And then on the top, the Gemara is going to discuss the similarities and differences between Shara Niskal and Dinei Nefashos. There's one major similarity. You need a Sanhedrin of Chaf Gimel to deal with a Shara Niskal that seems like Dinei Nefashos. What about all of the other halachos of Dinei Nefashos in the Mishnah? The other 9 halachos of Dinei Nefashos in our Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to be medayik from the line in our Mishnah where we said Hakol Ksheirin Ladin Dinei Mamonos and Ein Hakol Ksheirin Ladin Dinei Nefashos. What do those Hakols teach me? When we say that Hakol is kosher to be Dan Dinei Mamonos, who is it including? A Ger, a Mamzer? When we say that not Hakol is kosher to be Dan Dinei Nefashos, who are we specifically excluding when we say Ein Hakol Ksheirin? We're going to discuss how perhaps we're excluding those who are not miyuchasim, people whose yichus is somewhat weak. So anyway, let's begin. We are holding at Amra Baye Hashta Da Amrit on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. So the Gemara tells us that once we've already discussed that Misas Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos, we're not allowed to execute people on Shabbos, the Gemara is going to have a machlokes if we can derive from that halacha that the avodah of a carbon sibur is not pushed aside for the sake of Misas Beis Din, that we're not going to pull someone away from a Karban Tzibur in order to execute him. Amar Abaye, Hashtu Da Amar Dein Ritzicha Doch Shabbos. Once you tell me that Misas Beis Din, Ritzicha means Misas Beis Din, that Misas Beis Din is not Doch Shabbos, so then I can suggest Ein Ritzicha Doch Es Avoda, that Misas Beis Din should also not push aside the Avoda, even though, remember, there's a Pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachan Lamos, which sounds like Misas Beis Din is Docha the Avoda. Abai is saying, but I have a Kal V'Chomer, a Svara, to tell you that Misas Beis Din should not be Docha the Avoda, mi Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Uma Shabbos Shenitchus Mipnei Avoda. If Avoda can be done on Shabbos, Avoda is more powerful than Shabbos. Still, Ein Ritzicha Docha Osa, Ritzicha is not more powerful than Shabbos, so Avoda is more powerful than Shabbos, and Shabbos is more powerful than Avoda, so Avoda, Shehi Docha Es HaShabbos, Avoda, I'm sorry. And if Ritzicha is Shabbos is more powerful than Ritzicha, and Shabbos is less powerful than Avoda, so Avoda shehi dochas haShabbos, Avoda which has the ability to be dochas Shabbos, ein odin shlotei Ritzicha dochasa. All the more so that Ritzicha should not be docha Avoda, because Avoda is so powerful that it's even docha Shabbos. So for sure Avoda should be docha Misas Beis Din, even though there's a pasuk that tells me not that way. So it says, what are you going to do with the pasuk then? What are you going to do with the pasuk that says that you take someone away from Avoda to kill them? Now, hahu the Karban Yachid. Maybe that's only telling me about a Karban Yachid, that if someone's engaged in a Karban Yachid, so then Ritzicha is going to be docha the Karban Yachid. But maybe in Echnami, based on this Kavachomer, Ritzicha will not be docha Karban Sibur. So says Gemara, you want to say means b'chid k'chen lamos hula carbon yachid, that's only carbon yachid to lo dochi Shabbos, which itself can't be docha Shabbos, and that's why Misas Beis Din can be docha carbon yachid, because carbon yachid is not so powerful, it's not able to be docha Shabbos. But if you want to bring a carbon sibur which can be docha Shabbos, Misas Beis Din cannot be docha such an important avoda of a carbon sibur. So Rava says no, that's an invalid kal v'chomer. Rava says, if you want a darshan, such a kal v'chomer, that avoda of a carbon sibur is going to overpower Misas Beis Din, and that when the pasuk says mi'im mizbechiti kachanu lamos, it's not talking about a carbon sibur, it's only talking about a carbon yachid. He says, no, it's not true. You can't touch up the pasuk mi'im mizbechiti kachanu lamos to be about a carbon yachid either, because lo te ritzicha docha carbon yachid mi kal v'chomer. I can give you a kal v'chomer that you should not be able to execute someone who's in the middle of bringing a carbon yachid either, because my yom tov mipnei carbon yachid, yom tov is pushed aside for the sake of a carbon yachid, meaning you're allowed to bring nidarim, nidavos, your own personal karbanos on yom tov, and ein ritzicha docha, so yet we're not allowed to execute people on yom tov. So carbon yachid who dochas yom tov, a carbon yachid which overpowers yom tov, you're allowed to bring a carbon yachid on yom tov, ein odin shalote ritzicha docha. So certainly you should not be able to execute people while they're engaged in a carbon yachid. If you're not even allowed to execute people on yom tov, which is weaker than a carbon yachid, you should not be able to execute people who are engaged in a carbon yachid, which is stronger than yom tov. So if you want to say like Abaye that we're going to use such kal v'chomers to tell me that Misas Beis Din is not docha avoda, guess what? It's not going to be able to be docha the avoda of carbon sibur, nor the avoda of carbon yachid, and that is highly problematic, because there is a pasuk in Chumash, mi'im mizbechi tikochenu lamos, and that pasuk tells me that I'm allowed to stop someone from doing the avoda in order to execute them. Well, which avoda? It's no longer carbon sibur or carbon yachid. If you say that you actually cannot bring a carbon yachid on yom tov, then we'd be okay. You don't have a kal v'chomer that ritzicha should be docha should not be docha carbon yachid, because carbon yachid is not able to be docha yom tov. So then you'd be able to say mi'im mizbechi is in fact talking about a carbon yachid. But elman yavrin darim nedav is kriven b'yom tov, Michael Maimer. But our kasha still stands. If you hold like the shita that nedarim nedavos can be brought in yom tov, because if Karban Yachid overpowers Yom Tov, then Karban Yachid should for sure overpower Ritzicha. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says, no, you have to say that the pasuk is teaching us not to learn this kal v'chomer at all, that we should not derive that Misas Beis Din is not docha avoda like Abaye thought. Rather, lo mi bayi l'mad yamar nedarim nedavos kriven b'yom tov. Not only if you hold that nedarim nedavos can be brought on yom tov, that you should not darshan this kal v'chomer, because which was obvious that you can't darshan this kal v'chomer because you have nowhere to apply the pasuk. Daha lo miskayimim is b'chi klal, because if you were to say that nedarim nedavos are kraven b'yom tov, then and then darshan the kal v'chomer, there's no application of the pasuk of miyim is b'chi. But elafilu madiyam nedarim nedavos ain kraven b'yom tov. Even if y'all nedarim nedavos cannot be brought in yom tov, where there was still room to let Abaye's kal v'chomer work, that misas beis din should not be docha carbon sibur. Miyim is b'chi teaches us about a carbon yachid. Haksiv miyim mizbechi, mizbechi amiyuchad liyamayni utamid, we'd still have a problem, because when the pasuk says miyim mizbechi, which teaches me you stop the avoda in order to execute a person, it's talking about a carbon sibur. How do I know it's talking about a carbon sibur? Mizbechi amiyuchad li. What is mizbechi amiyuchad li? That's a reference to the carbon tamid, which is a carbon sibur. Vamarachmana meyim mizbechi tikachan lamos, and it says you stop such avoda in order to execute the person. So you see that Misas Bezin is Docha, even Karban Sibur against Abaye, who thinks that it's only talking about a Karban Yachid. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan's response to Reish Lakish, that a Meis Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos Mikal V'chomer, that Misas Bezin Tochiach, because Misas Bezin is Docha Avoda and is not Docha Shabbos, that response stands. That Misas Bezin is in fact Docha Avoda, even though Misas Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos. And therefore you cannot learn from Kal V'chomer that a Meis Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos. Meis Mitzvah is in fact not Docha Shabbos. So that puts that's the end of that conversation between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that began all the way on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. So now, we move on in the Mishnah. Dinim Amunus HaTumus V'Taros. So we said that when it comes to Dinim Amunus HaTumus V'Taros, we start first with the Gadol of the Dayanim, because that's the way to honor the Gadol of the Dayanim, and then we go down the line to the rest of the Dayanim. So I'm Rav. Ana avai b'minyan d'vei Rebbe. Rav says, you know, I happen to have been in the Beis Din of Rebbe, uminai didi av masli b'resha. And I wasn't the Gadol of the Dayanim, but they started with me. So I asked the Gemara, v'anan masli b'minyan gadol t'nan. But that's not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, you're supposed to start with the Gadol. Why didn't Rebbe's Beis Din follow the halacha in the Mishnah? You start with the Gadol. Amar Rabba, b'reid Rav Vitema, Rabbi Hillel, b'reid Rabbi Vilas, shiny minyan de b'rebi to kul minyanayim in atzad of a mischali. That the minyan of b'rebi was different. Rebbe's Beis Din functioned differently. Rebbe's Beis Din always started in atzad. They never started in a Gadol, which seems a little bit strange. When we asked, you're going against the halacha in the Mishnah, we said, yeah, Rebbe's Beis Din went against the halacha in the Mishnah. They always started in atzad. So says Rashi, mipnei anavi yaseira shahay sabo. Because Rebbe was an incredible Anav, Mishameis Rebbe Bata Anava, we learn in Masechta Sota. So because he was such an incredible Anav, he couldn't bear to begin with himself. Again, exactly, what does that mean? He couldn't bear to observe the halacha? I mean, if there's a halacha, then you have to be maskil min agadol. I mean, you can't always be such an anav. So what exactly does this mean? So it happens to be Rashi Masechta's Gittin is not sure. He has two deos. What it means, minoy didi av maskli beresha. Rav says they began with me. Why is that a big deal? So certainly a big deal because Rav was not the gadol. But what was he? Was he the katan? Or is he a Beinani? Meaning the idea that by Dina Nefashos for Maskel Min Atzad means you dafka have to be Maskel Min Akatan, because anyone who's greater, the lesser Dayanim are going to be afraid to argue on, as we're going to soon see. So it was 2 days in Rashi, whether Rav was the Katan Shibukulam or Rav was a Beinani amongst them. So that's going to be critical in a moment. Now Nemuke Yosef writes that it's Tova Davar Li Olam the Haskel Min Atzad. When our Mishnah says that Maschilin min agadol, that by dine mamonis you start with the greatest dayan. Unlike dine nefashos, by dine mamonis you start with the greatest. It means you're allowed to start with the greatest dayan. Not that you have to start with the greatest dayan. And in fact, that's how the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch. So the Tumim and the Tiferes Yaakov in Maseches Gittin raise the question, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara, meaning we were bothered, how could Rebbe ignore the halacha? So we said, you know, there's really no such halacha. It's just that you're allowed to start with a gadol. You don't have to. Okay, so then what was the Gemara bothered by? The Gemara would say, how is Rebbe's Beis Din allowed to start with the katan? Don't you have to start with the gadol? No, you don't have to start with a gadol. You're allowed to start with a gadol. So what was the Gemara's Kasha to begin with? So the Tiferes Yaakov explains that according to Nemuke Yosef, that was exactly the Gemara's teretz, meaning he says as follows, based on the Tumim, that if you always begin min atzad, that's the best, and that's not a zilzal in the gedolim, because that's what you always do. But to sometimes begin min atzad, that's not proper. That's a zilzal in the gedolim to sometimes begin min atzad. So the Gemara's kasha actually was that Rebbe didn't always begin. The Gemara was under the impression that Rebbe didn't always begin min atzad, and the Gemara was saying, "Well, granted, he's allowed to begin min atzad, but that has to be his method always. Otherwise, it's going to be a zilzal in the gedolim. So, how is he allowed to do that?" And the Gemara's answer: "Shaini minyan d'vei Rebbe." Dikulu minyanayu minatzad of a meschali, that they began all of the votes minatzad. Oh, if they do it all the time, then it's not a zilzil in the gedolim at all. Then it's going to be perfectly fine. Now, the reason that Rebbe did this, that Rebbe began minatzad, so that's what we saw in Rashi. Rashi over here says, because he was such an anav. He always wanted to begin minatzad because he was such an anav. Rashi in Gittin and Daf Nun Tes says that no, he was maskil me'akata and not min ha-gadol, because he was afraid that if the gadol is going to be melamed chova, all the katanim men who are going to be machnia themselves and they're going to be afraid to argue. Meaning, the same reason why by dine nefashos we have to start min atzad, Rebbe was choshesh by dine mamonis, he better do that as well, because the other dayanim are going to be afraid to argue. So even though the Gemara is explicit that halacha only applies by dine nefashos, he was concerned about this. He thought that part of losana al riv, losana al rav, that people are going to not argue on the gadol, is going to apply for dine mamonis as well. So Tosfos just is bothered, but Tosfos himself is getting is bothered. That's not mistaken at all. That Rebbe's arguing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says dine nefashos, you start minatzad because that's where you're not allowed to argue on a gadol. And Rebbe says, yeah, I know what the Mishnah says, but I disagree. And I hold that Dine Mamonis also. So in the Aruch Hadar, he's Miyashiv, the Stira in Rashi as follows. He says the two Deus in Rashi of what motivated Rebbe over here. Was it his Anivus, or was it that he held the Halacha that by Dine Mamonis you have to worry that people are going to be afraid to argue? So the Aruch Hadar says brilliantly, he says those two Deus are Tali in the two Shitos in Rashi we mentioned before. What exactly was Rav in Rebbe's Beis Din? Was Rav the Katan, or is Rav a Beinani? So he says like this, if Rav was the Katan, so that's the halacha by Dine Nefashos. So you have to dafka start, you can't just start with anybody. It's not just that you don't start with the Gadol, you have to start with the Katan, because losana al Rav, you're not allowed to argue on anyone greater than you. So when Rashi says that Rebbe was choshesh for losana al Rav, even by Dine Mamonis, he's assuming like that daya that Rav was in fact the Katan. But if you assume that Rav was a Beinani, why would he start with a Beinani? That's not a fulfillment of Losan al Rav anyway. Oh, then it must be something else. It must be that Rebbe just didn't want to start with himself. It was because of his anivus. So he's not going to start with himself, but why would you start with the Katan? Start with somebody else who's a Chashva person. But he just didn't want to, he just wasn't interested in starting the discussion with himself. Okay, so that is the discussion in terms of how things worked in Rebbe's business. It says in Marva, Amar Rabba, Berei de Rava, V'itema Rabbi Hillel, Berei de Rabbi Volos, Mimos Moshe Bad Rebbe, Lamatzina Torah Gedula, B'makom Echad. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Rebbe, we never had Torah Gedula, B'makom Echad. So what is Torah Gedula? Torah is certainly greatness, and Torah Gedula would mean political power. That the person who was the most powerful person and the greatest Talmud Chacham were never the same person from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of Rebbe. Says Gemara, Vlo, is that really true? Ha-havi Yoshua. What about Yoshua? Wasn't Yoshua a good example of Torah Ugedula b'makom echad? Now, granted, Yoshua was not Moshe Rabbeinu, and I just have to mention this. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us that Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Hachama, Pnei Yoshua was Kipnei Halavana, and certainly, that's much weaker, even though every 38 years or so, or whatever, the Levana might block out the Chama, but nevertheless, for his generation, in Yoshua's generation, he was Toru Gedula b'makom echad. So after all, there was Yoshua. Answers Gemara, no, Hava Elazar. In the times of Yoshua, Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was as great as Yoshua in Torah. So even though, as far as Gedula is concerned, there was no equal to Yoshua, as far as Torah is concerned, there was an equal to Yoshua. Tosfos raises the question, the Gemara could have just answered that there was also Sneil ben Kenaz, who was Machzir bil Pilpulo, according to the Gemara in Temura. Hundreds of halachos that were forgotten in the Yemei Evlo Shel Moshe during the days of Avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it turns out that he was a Gadol B'Torah, a greater Gadol B'Torah than Yoshua. And we don't find by Elazar that he was greater than Yoshua. We just find that he was as great as Yoshua. So shouldn't it have been better to bring up Asniel ben Kenaz rather than Elazar? Okay, so that's the kasha that Tosfos raises. Ask the Gemara further, Vava Pinchas, after both Yoshua and Elazar died, Pinchas was Toru Gedula more than anybody else. So wasn't that an example of Torah Gedul Makom Echad? He was a Kohen Gadol after Elazar died. Elazar was his father, and he was also the Gadol B'Torah, the Manig of the generation. So the Gemara answers, Havu Zakenim. There were other Zakenim that were his equal in Torah, like Asniel ben Kenaz, and others who were his equal in Torah, and Boaz, others who were his equal in Torah. So it says the Gemara, the Vahava Shaul, but what about Shaul? He was the Melech, certainly in terms of political authority, and he was also Gadol B'Torah, so wasn't he also an example of Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad? So the Gemara answers, no, Havah Shmuel. Shmuel was around during Shaul's lifetime, and therefore he was not the Gadol B'Torah. V'anach Nafshei, but Shmuel died while Shaul was still alive, so after Shmuel's death, wouldn't that leave Shaul as Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad? No, Kulu Shnei Ka'aminan. When we say that there was no one who was Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad, it means during all of his years of Gedula until he died, that he would have to have been consistently Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad. I mean, it doesn't mean all of his lifetime, obviously, because no one is born as Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad. It means from the moment he achieved his political authority, his political power, that at that point he was already Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad and stayed that way. V'ahava David, what about David? Wasn't he also Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad? No, Hava Ira Hayairi. Ira Hayairi was greater than David in Torah. Where do we find that? So there's Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Tezayin and Beis, that he would sit al Gabi Karmuk Sassos and be Melami Torah to the Talmidei Chacham, including David. And it was only after his death that David was appointed as the Melamed B'Makomo. So you see that he was greater than David. David himself was Mekabel Ira Hayairi as a master in Torah. V'gam Ira Hayairi Haya Kohen LeDavid, the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis. A Kohen means a lashon of Gedula. Because the pasuk even says B'nei David Kohanim Hayu, but they weren't Kohanim. Kohen in that sense means a lashon of Gedula. So frankly, Marava Nach Nafshei, but ultimately Ira Hayairi died, and that left David as the Gadol B'Torah. Yeah, but Kulu Shnei Kamrin. We're talking about someone who maintained that status from the time he took over his Gedula. V'ava Shlomo says, what about Shlomo Melech? Wasn't he also Torah Gedula Makom Echad? Have a Shimi Ben Gera. Shimi Ben Gera was greater in Torah than Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech was a Chacham Mikal Adam, but as far as greatness in Torah, Shimi Ben Gera was greater in Torah. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Shlomo lived in the place where Shimi, his Rebbe, lived. Based on what Chazal said, that someone who's kafuf to his Rebbe, it should be yadur b'makoma, should live in the place of his Rebbe. If you're not going to be kafuf to your Rebbe, then better not to be near your Rebbe. But if you're going to be kafuf to your Rebbe, then you should live in your place of your Rebbe. And we learn it from Shlomo living near Shimi. So you see that Shimi was greater than Shlomo. That's how the Arama brings. Rashi quotes that the makar of the godless of Shimi is what it says in the psukim, that Shimi went to greet David when he was meluva be'elef ish, when he was escorted by 1,000 people. That teaches us his greatness in Torah, because Mistama, those were his Talmidim that were Malava him. So that doesn't necessarily show that he was greater than Shlomo, it just shows that he was a significant person, that 1,000 people would walk along with him to be Malava him. That just shows that he was a Gadol, but not that he was necessarily greater than Shlomo. So that's what the Adrama points out. So it says Gemara Vakatle, but wait a second, Shimi ben Gera didn't last the whole time, because Shlomo Melch ultimately killed Shimi. Why would Shlomo Melech do a thing like that? Because he told him on the day that David died, that the day that he leaves Yerushalayim, since he rebelled against David, that the very day that he leaves Yerushalayim, he's going to get killed. So Shimi was not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. And sure enough, he left. So Benayo ben Yoyada was sent to kill Shimi. So once Shimi was dead, didn't that leave Shlomo as Torah Gedul Makom Echad? Yes, but Kule Shnei Ka'amrinan. We're talking about Torah Gedul Makom Echad throughout the person's entire career. Wasn't Chizkiah an example of Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad? That Yiras Hashem Hitas Halal, we said earlier in the Masechta already, is the Dor of Chizkiah. It was, and we call it the Dor of Chizkiah because he was the greatest of the Talmidei Chachamim. So no, have a Shevna, because Shevna was even greater than Chizkiah was, because the Gemara says we learned earlier, Yeshivaso Shel Shevna was greater than the Yeshiva of Chizkiah. Shevna had 13,000 Talmidim, Chizkiah had 11,000. Talmidim. So you see that Shevna was greater than Chizkiah. Va'iktil, but Shevna was killed during the lifetime of Chizkiah. So again, Kulishne Kamrin. We're only mentioning those that are Torah Gedulim Makom Echad throughout their entire careers. Va'ava Ezra. What about Ezra? Have Nechemiah ben Chachalia. That there was Nechemiah ben Chachalia, and he was greater than Ezra, at least in Gedula, because he ruled over Eretz Yehuda, which was greater than Ezra's Gedula of being the Kohen Gadol. In Torah, he was not as great as Ezra. The pasuk says in Ezra, "Hu Ezra al mi bavel vu sofer mahir b'toras Moshe, ki Ezra heichel nevavel lidrosh as Torah Hashem v'lasos alamed b'Yisrael chok mishpat." So you see, Ezra is the one that the pasuk specifically identifies as the greatest in Torah. So Nechemiah was not greater than Ezra in Torah, but in Gedula, Nechemiah was greater than Ezra. So far we have, who were the only ones? It was Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was Rebbe. They were the ones who were Torah Gedul Makom Echad. The Gemara now adds on, you know what? There's somebody else after the generations of Rebbe. Amar Ravad Barava, Afani Omer, Mimos Rebbe Ad Ravashi, Lomatzin Torah Gedul Makom Echad. From the days of Rebbe until Rav Ashi, we don't find anyone else, but comes along Rav Ashi, and he was Torah Gedul Makom Echad. Says Gemara, no one in between. Velo, Vahava, Huna Bar Nasan. Huna Bar Nasan was Torah Gedula Makom Echad. So Rav Ashi was not alone. So says Gemara, Huna Bar Nasan mechafav v'chayef le Rav Ashi. Meaning what we're asking about Huna Bar Nasan was not that he was a person in between the two generations, but that he should disqualify Rav Ashi from that title because he was a contemporary of Rav Ashi, and the Chora, he was great in Torah and Gedula as well. So Gemara says nobody was kafuf to Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi was still alone as the leader of both Torah, in both Torah and Gedula. So it turns out that there were three people who were Torah Gedula Makom Echad: Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi. So that is not a coincidence. That's what the Achronim point out, the Torah Chaim and others, that there are three parts to the Torah. There's Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And who are the people that gave us Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud? Moshe Rabbeinu brought us down the Torah. He gave us Mikra, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi gave us Mishnah. He organized the Mishnayos, and Rav Ashi was the Gadol Bedoro, and that's why he was the one that arranged the Gemara. He was Mesader the Talmud. So that's it took Torah Gedula Makom Echad to accomplish all of those things. So that's why that was it's not a coincidence that it's these three people. Okay, Dina Nefashos Maschilim Natsad. We had mentioned that you begin a Dina Nefashos case Dafka from the lesser Dayanim, not from the stronger Dayanim. So Minanimili, how do I know that's true? Amar Vacha Bar Papa, Amar Kra. So two possibilities. First is Losana Al Riv, Losana Al Rav. That from the pasuk Losan al Riv we can darshin Losan al Rav, that one is not allowed to argue on a greater dayan, so you have to start with the lesser dayan, because once the greater dayan begins, once the greater dayan expresses an opinion, the lesser dayan won't be able to say anything. Or Rabbi Barbachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mehacha Veyomer David La Anoshav Chigru Ish Escharvo Veyachru Ish Escharvo Veyachru Gam David Escharvo. That it first says this is David HaMelech saying we have to be done Novel for Misa, so he gets his basin together, and what happens? First Veyachru Ish Escharvo, and then Veyachru Gam David Escharvo. You start with the lesser people and then David. So these are the two sources for the idea that we are maschil minatzad. Now, this is this machlokas may touch upon a different machlokas that relates to Yeridea, which is that relates to Dine Kashrus, which is a little bit counterintuitive. You wouldn't think that there's anything here that relates to Kashrus. The Rambam writes in the 16th paragraph of Hilchos Machlokes Sus, we're passing this in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud, that even though there is a concept called bittul, that something is batal berov, that a davar chashuv is not batal. The Rambam writes that such a din, that a davar chashuv is not batal, is a din midrabanan. Midaraisa, doesn't matter if it's a davar chashuv or not, everything is batal berov. Mishael Melech points out that Tosos disagrees. Tosos and Mi'ila holds that midaraisa davar chashuv is not batal berov, and he says that it's a davar chadash, that's quite a chiddush, because normally we wouldn't find anything that's not subject to bittul. Why wouldn't it be subject to bittul minatora, that a davar chashuv should not be batal? So comes along Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says, says, you know where we get it from? From our sugya. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph in Shelis Yavitz, Simen Kuf and Ches, he says, it's the machlokas in our sugya. Why? How do we know the whole concept of Bittul Barov to begin with? It's the oddest of places. It's the pasuk Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. What's Achrei Rabbim Lahatos really about? It's about Dayanim, that we follow the majority opinion of the Dayanim. That's how we know the entire concept of Bittul Barov. What are we saying over here, though? Lo sana al riv, lo sana al rav. That once you have an Adam Chashuv that says something, the others can't outvote him. Why not? They're the rov. Why can't they outvote the Adam Chashuv? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because the Davar Chashuv doesn't become Batal Barov. So just like it applies by the Sanhedrin, it also applies in Yaradeya, it also applies by the Dine, by Dinim of Kashrus. So if you're going to derive from Lusan al Rav that there's such a din that the Gadol cannot be outvoted even by a Rov, so it's in the same Pasuk of Achrei Rabbim Lahatos, it could be applied to regular laws of Bittul. But if you're going to derive from Vayomer David LaAnashav, so that has nothing to do with the laws of Kashrus. That's not part of the Pasuk of Achrei Rabbim Lahatos that teaches us the laws of Kashrus. So he said that might be the machlokas, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. Then Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you see, mikan binyanav l'kol ha-makomos, that the Torah doesn't say bitul brov b'chol davar, v'nir elishi raya mefureshas min ha-Torah. He says, how often do you find this? I was able to bring you a raya. Sometimes you're able to bring a raya from a Rishon, from a Gemara, from a Mishnah. I brought you a raya from a pasuk in the Torah. You can't do better than that, than a raya mefureshas min ha-Torah. And he says, I understand it's a chiddush to say that this relates to davar chashuv not being batal. He says, and I understand that I'm an achron and no one else before me ever said such a chiddush. Maybe this gets to be my chiddush on this earth that I get to say such a chiddush, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's a little too big of a chiddush, because the idea that he can't be batal is not really true, meaning the Adam Gadol still is outvoted Barov. It's just that he can't vote first, but everyone else votes. He still might vote against everybody else, and he's still batal in the robe. Do we find such a din by Yaradeya that if the Davar Chashuv comes in first or comes in later, that it makes a difference? L'chora doesn't line up exactly perfectly. Okay, so it says more further. Amirav Shona Adam L'Talmid of Adani Mabedinu Nefashos. A person can teach his Talmid the ins and outs of a case, and then the Talmud can count in the Dine Nefashos based in Meis Ve'Ataros V'Tameos Havu B'Noah. There's a kami here somewhere that the hataros vatameos ha'avu b'no ha'ravu talmido monolahem shnayim. When it comes to taros and tameos, that's where the avu b'no and rav and talmido count as two separate people. When it comes to taros and tameos, why? Because taros and tameos, you don't need three judges or two judges. You only need one person to paskan halacha anyway. But when you need dayanim, like dine mamnas, dine nefashos, dine makos, kiddush hachodesh, ibur shana, then avu b'no, rava tamido, ein monolam ela echad. Then they only count as one vote. They don't count as two votes. So how could we say that, how could Rav say that a person could teach his Talmud and they'll count as two votes in dine nefashos? No, ki kama Rav, ki gon Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi, de legamri de l'Rav havetzrichi, ul'sfari de Rav lavetzrichi. Different types of Talmidim and Rebbeim. Sometimes the Talmud is a lesser Talmud Chacham than the Rebbe, and he needs the Rebbe to explain to him how to formulate a Svara as well. But sometimes it's just that the Rebbe is aware of more knowledge, of more raw material that he's got to share with the Talmud. But as far as Svara, the Talmud can stand on his own. So if that's the case, then the Talmud would count as two. There are 10 distinctions between Dinim Mamnas and Dinim Fashos that we mentioned in our Mishnah. And only one of those distinctions do we treat Shara Niskal like Dine Nefashos. And that is that you need 23 Dayanim for Shara Niskal, just like you need 23 Dayanim for Dine Nefashos. But other than that, there's nothing about Dine Nefashos that relates to Shara Niskal. Minani Mili, how do we know that to be true? Samravach Bar Papa Damakra, Losata Mishpat Evyoncha Berival. And we darshin, yeah, mishpat of yoncho yetamata, avlatamata mishpat shel sharon iskol. So we said that you can't be mata based in with a vote of one in a mishpat of yoncho. When you're dealing with a din in a fascist case against another person, a 12 to 11 vote will not be enough to be mechayev him. Yeah, that's only by avyoncho, but that's not by sharon iskol. And if that one doesn't apply to sharon iskol, all the others don't apply to sharon iskol either. The issue of 23 Dayanim applies to Shar Niskal. Says Gemara, wait a second. We said that there are 10 things that distinguish Dinin Nefashos from Dinin Mamus. 10 Halachos. Asara Hateshavu. There aren't 10. Count in the Mishnah. There are only 9. Says Gemara, no, there aren't. Asara Katani. Count in the Mishnah. There are 10. What kind of question? There are only 9. We go back and count it. There are in fact 10. So says Gemara, no, there are 9 because Mishum Te'ena Kol Ksherin Ve'esem Shlosha Chadahi. The idea that not everyone is kosher for Dinin Nefashos and that you need 23 Dayanim, that's the same din. The reason not everyone is kosher is because you need 23 dayanim. Meaning, when you're saying that there are 23 dayanim, what you're saying is that this is not a beis din; it is a sanhedrin. It is a different, it's a different level, and that's why ain hakol ksherim. So says Gemara. So now the question goes back: how could we say there are 10? There are really only 9 if you count ain hakol ksherim and esam rishosha as 1. So says Gemara. Hikachriti. There is actually a 10th difference that's not even mentioned in the Mishnah. Tanya ein moshim b'sanhedrin zaken v'saris umisha ein lo banim. You can't count into the Sanhedrin someone who's zaken, meaning is a zaken muflag, and they've already forgot sargiv lo banim, or a sris who doesn't have any children, or misha ein lo banim. There's a discussion whether it means a steer in the Rambam, whether misha ein lo banim means he no longer has children or never had children. Rabbi Yehuda Mosif af achzari. Rabbi Yehuda says even someone who's known to be a little too tough as an achzari also can't count, can't be a member of the Sanhedrin. V'chilufei and v'mesis. But none of these things are true by a mesis. When it comes to a mesis, we're willing to put anyone who's going to be as mean as can be on a Sanhedrin. Drachman amr lo sachmov lo schasa alav. That was this past week's parasha, that the Torah says that we cannot have any rachmanos on a mesis. Hakol cherim ladin dinim amnus. Said everyone could do dinim amnus. Hakol lasuyim ay. Everybody? What does that mean, everybody? Sam ravida lasuyim mamzer, even a mamzer. Hatanin achad zimna kalaray ladin dinim fashos, ray ladin dinim ramsi, shray ladin dinim ramsi, ray ladin dinim fashos. Didn't we already learn that not everyone who can do dinim amnus can do dinim fashos v'avinim balasuyim ay? And we said, who is such a person who can be done dinim amnus but not nefashos? From Rav Yehuda, lasuyim mamzer. And we already learned lasuyim mamzer. So why do I need over here on our mission to learn mamzer again? So chad lasuyim ger v'chad lasuyim mamzer. No, they're not both teaching me about a mamzer. We have a mission and a brisa. So one of them is teaching me that a ger can do dinim amnus but not nefashos. The other is teaching me that a mamzer can do mamnus but not nefashos. Utzricha diash mean ger d'ray lava bakal. If you would have told me that a ger can do dinim amnus, I would say yeah, because at least he's allowed to marry a regular Jew. Avul mamzer emelo. I would think a mamzer is totally on the outs. Viash mean mamzer d'bami tipak shera. And if you would say mamzer, at least I would say that a mamzer comes from a Jewish father. Avul ger d'lo bami tipak shera emelo. But a ger that doesn't come from a tipak shera, I would think he's disqualified. Tzricha. That's why I need to be told that both a ger and a mamzer. So it sounds from our Gemara that a ger is kosher to be done dinim amnus. Tosfos raises the problem that in Yevamos Daf Kofei, Rava allowed Rav Mari Bar Rachel because he was Imo Mi Yisrael to serve as a Dayan, and only because he was Imo Mi Yisrael does he count as Mikerev Echecha. But had he not been Imo Mi Yisrael, had he been a real Ger, then he would not be allowed to be Dan Dinim Amnus. So which is it? Can a Ger be Dan Dinim Amnus like our Gemara says, or not Dan Dinim Amnus like the Gemara in Yevamos says? So Tos says an unbelievably important chilik, V'yesh Lomar Dahacha Mayri Lodun Ger Chavei. That when we say that a ger could be dan dinim amnus, that's to be dan ger chaveiro, to be dan another ger, but to be dan a Yisrael he's not allowed to do. What's the isra by a ger? It's an isra of srara, so it's only considered an inappropriate svara if he's going to be dan ger chaveiro. It's not an inappropriate srara. I'm sorry, if he's going to be dan another, if he's going to be dan a Yisrael, but ger chaveiro, it's not a srara over Yisrael. Aye, then why is it that he can't be done even Ger Chavero if he's in Dinei Nefashos, if he's a member of the Sanhedrin? So Rav Schachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Lamed Beis that being a member of a Sanhedrin is not only something that applies while you're actually being done the case. being a member of a Beis Din of three, that's only an act of Srara while you're doing the Srara of being done the case. Being a member of Sanhedrin is a chalos in the Gavra. It's who you are, whether you're actually currently functioning as a Dayan or trying a case or not. So that is an inherent Svara. It's a Srara in terms of who the person is. But this is a critical idea, this idea that a Ger is disqualified from Srara over non-Gerim. So Ramesha and others have tshuvas. Can a Ger become a Rosh Yeshiva? Ramesh says, is that a Srara to be a Rosh Yeshiva? Well, he could throw boys out of the Yeshiva. Maybe that's enough of a Srara. Ramesh says, but on the other hand, whenever you're dealing with Gerim, we have a tremendous mitzvah to try to do whatever we can to make them feel as comfortable and supportive as possible. The Torah keeps on telling us to do that. So you have that sort of attention in the poskim. But most ultimately is make a let him be a magid shir. But a lot of poskim say, but he shouldn't be the rav of a community. He kapaskin alacha because he's talmud chacham. But a rav of a community might be a situation of srara. You have that constant tension in terms of what exactly the limitations are. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.